Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed like I cherish, like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, Hump Day, Wednesday, January 8, 2020. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning,
TNT. How you guys doing? I know it is crazy. It's crazy where I'm at. Just watching it, listening to it, getting all the insight. And believe me, we are getting it from everywhere, every direction. So all I can tell you is Iraqi TV is broadcasting one thing. Iran TV is broadcasting something else. And U.S. TV is broadcasting something totally different. So trust me when I tell you it's a ball of confusion. That is what it is. Everybody is telling their citizens something completely different. Anyway, Ray, everybody's hooked up, right?
As far as I know, they are, yes.
Okay. All right, so you sent out some updates. You want to go through it?
Well, that message right there just superseded all of that, but... I guess it wouldn't hurt for
okay.
So people can see how we got to where we are.
All right.
Yeah, information that went out from Iraq that we sent out to you guys, which was quite a bit of information that was coming in. We had quite a bit coming in, so as it came in, I in return sent it out to you. From the Iraqi TV broadcast about the protesters giving the government until Friday to appoint the prime minister that they have picked, or they're going to do a million-man march in the Green Zone. That was out. Protesters in the streets saying 3 more days to the deadline. This is Iraq news, giving them to get the prime minister chosen. Now, the Iranian TV was showing parliament voting to name the U.S. as a terrorist group based on the Soleimani activity. And some of that has brought us to where we are today. There are many legal activists on Iraqi TV saying that what parliament did was illegal and that a caretaker government cannot do such actions. Also, the TV broadcast about the U.S. preparing sanctions against Iraq, and freezing the oil revenues and things of that nature based on that illegal vote that was taken. See, Kurds say they are not concerned about parliament's vote on the troops leaving because it's against the law. However, they will file a complaint with the federal court and block any move of that law. Halbousi is saying that only the Shiites voted to expel the Americans, not the entire parliament. Then there was an economist for Iraq says if the U.S. put sanctions on Iraq, that could mean famine for Iraq. Now, the exciting update for me was from the U.S. side, and that was the U.S. exchange centers were contacting their staff to be prepared to be called in to work in the coming days. But we do not know of any staff being on location yet. And I put in parentheses, contrary to other intel, because we knew there were some other people putting out stuff that the exchange centers were fully staffed. And so that was, we knew that was going to create a bunch of questions. So I went ahead and put that out in the update. And all of that was before the attack. So now it's a whole new set of things to discuss.
Oh, my God. Yes. All that was before the attack, you know. So, oh, man. I don't even know where to start at. We should probably just let people ask questions and see if they cover it all. But now, hold on for a second, guys. Let me tell you a couple things. I'm going to go with Ray first, with it, what's going on here in the U.S., because that was easy. They did get the call Wednesday night, around 11 o'clock, that's when I got it, to have all their people prepared to go back to the exchange centers, so be prepared to go back, which I felt was good because they were supposed to go back on the 10th anyway. I mean, according to Texas. Remember way back then they said they weren't going back there January the 10th?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately. So I said, okay, he's saying get ready to go. And then when I contacted Amina, are you on alert? You on standby? What's going to happen? And they said, contrary to popular belief and what makes good common sense to me, which is to me, Tony, all this confusion and what's going on with Iraq and everything else has only made people react faster, and they really want to get it done now. They're like, no, we need to hurry up and do this now, so let's get moving. So they set a new timetable, but anyway, they were told to get their people ready, and then last night, yesterday, they were actually told to report in Thursday morning to the exchange locations. So they're supposed to report there. I'm not promising you nothing's going to happen because all this shit is crazy. To tell you the truth, I wouldn't even expect them to report there, but they have been told to report back to the exchange centers Thursday morning at 7 o'clock. 6 o'clock, somewhere, Thursday morning. So we have exchange locations in 7 different states, and our 7 different states have no one at the exchange center, period. Not yesterday, not today. So I know there's somebody telling you right here that exchange centers are fully staffed. Not one that we know of is fully staffed, partially staffed, or had anybody show up in the last 48 hours, because they were just told to report on Thursday. So, now, and before you even ask, the CIA, FBI, you know, informed the person, no, Texas was not told to report yet. They were not. But all the other ones have been told to report on Thursday. So we're waiting for Texas, and they're at their regular job locations today. Texas, and they are not, and they have not been told to report tomorrow, even though they started the whole thing with the 10th. So we can still have time going there. There's no rates on the screens, no rate changes. Well, I'll take that back. Well, there's no rate changes on the screen, but the currencies themselves have been affected, as you look, as the market has been affected with what's going on. The dollar is down as the exchanges are down. So they do have different rates. As you guys will see, TravelX has frozen all theirs until next week during their transactions. They limited the amounts that you can buy and everything else while this is going on. And I've been informed it'll be like that until next week. So you'll see a little bit of that. So what's really going on here? As most of our news already told you, as Ray already told you, the people in Iraq are supporting the U.S. The people, Parliament, Saleh, Mahdi, are doing what they have to do, I think, as government officials and representing the law, definitely doing what Iran is telling them to do and saying the U.S., well, maybe they actually feel it too, that the U.S. was actually wrong in doing that, period. Now, Mahdi did say that. He asked the U.S. not to do it because they did inform him. He asked them to just wait, and they didn't. Okay, same thing happened with Iran yesterday. They did inform them, and they did it. So our question was, okay, now, is Parliament going to vote to throw Iran out like they're trying to throw all the U.S. forces out? Remains to be seen. Did he still come out today and say, hey, it was a violation, just like it was a violation for the U.S.? Yes, they did. They did come out and say that. They did come out and say it was a violation against their sovereignty, everything else. But they did say they were informed, just like the U.S. informed them, this is what they were going to do. They did say they asked them not to do it. They did it anyway. But let's see if their parliament votes to have all Iranian influence removed from Iraq. I don't think they're going to go that far. I just don't, as you don't see. So I'm going to let you guys follow me along for a minute and kind of give you some of the stuff as I got it. So here we go. Change the timeline a little bit. On Friday or Sunday, they were talking about Iran had 7 targets that they were going to blow up because that was the general's plan. And they were going to continue with the general's plan, blow up those 7 targets. So the U.S. is on alert. Trump tells Iraq if the troops leave Iraq that he's going to put sanctions on them like they've never seen before. You know, worse than Iran sanctions. They'll never be able to recover from them. Okay. Iran's people react. Iran's economists react. That it would destroy the country and everything else. Iran activists on TV going against a corrupt parliament, saying that they're all pro-Iranian and all the parliament must go, must be torn apart. They want to shut the whole thing down. Then on Monday morning, they received a copy of the sanctions that will be imposed by the U.S. should they try to vote and move the troops out, which we already know. And maybe they had a reason for doing this, but we already know they couldn't do because of the status of forces agreement anyway. They couldn't do because they didn't have enough votes in parliament. They couldn't do because Kurdistan said they would vote against it, period. They would veto it. And if by some reason the U.S. decide, they would all just move to Kurdistan. So this was just kind of a rhetoric thing, again, of putting it out there just to be putting out there because something is never going to happen. They couldn't do it. And then they threatened to block off the Gulf War, as Ray already told me. The whole thing, and you guys saw it on TV and that, and nobody, especially you guys in the military who know, how could a letter get out saying that the U.S. troops are moving, we're pulling out, we're doing all this from none other than a brigadier general, first of all. That's a one-star general. Sending out a letter to the country like that when we have 4- and 5-star generals, when we have the Department of Defense, Secretary of Defense, and Vice Presidents, why would a 1-star general be sending out a letter like that to the country and yet even have it posted? Supposedly that's what happened. The U.S. defended it. Bad grammar, bad this. It was a draft. I mean, who even writes like this? So all of that is adding to this ball of confusion. Iran feeling like they won. The U.S. is pulling out. Parliament feel like they did something that was illegal when the U.S. never had any intention of pulling out at all. Okay. So then, let me see. Pompeo went on. Secretary of Defense said we had no plans. All this is out there. So I'm going to read what the guy sent me right here. He says, brother, on morning TV, we see protesters giving government till Friday to appoint new PM we have picked or the Million Man March will go on. This was Monday morning. And Ray explained that to you. It went on. And yesterday, the protesters still in the street. 3 more days to the deadline. And the citizens wanted the U.S. and the world to know they had absolutely no part in what Parliament did, didn't agree with Parliament, and very much want the U.S. to stay. Very much, the citizens want the U.S. to stay because they're aware of what's going to happen if they don't, okay? We went over that about the name of the U.S. as terrorists. All right, on TV, they were showing them the U.S. preparing sanctions, and the list starts with freezing all the oil revenue. Ray went over that with you guys. You put that in the information, right? You didn't put all this in there.
Yes.
See, more troops.
I think I did.
Oh, Steel Garden? Okay.
I didn't read that part, though, but yes.
All right.
It is there for those who went there to read it.
protesters all over Baghdad saying Parliament doesn't represent them. All this is on TV over there. Mm-hmm. So people know what's going on. The citizens of Iraq know what's going on versus what Parliament is saying. And again, right there, it was only Parliament that was on Iran's side, their proxies, who were willing to do that. Let me see. Hezbollah saying only Shiites voted, because you knew Amin al-Busi, however you say his name, voted for the U.S. lead, nobody else. Then we had the four rockets. Now, here's the thing yesterday evening, and this is going to be crazy to you guys right here. Yesterday evening, when the rockets hit the bases, immediately on their TV, Skybox TV, that's Maliki's TV station, Skybox TV came out and said that Iran killed 30 soldiers in those rocket blasts. 30. At least 30 soldiers were killed, while the U.S. was confirming no deaths at all. So then they sent a second wave of missiles. And we're getting this live, because I'm getting this information. And we're being shot over there, not after our news put it out. CNN hadn't even had anything yet that I'm looking at. And then he said all safe rockets. Rockets didn't kill any Americans. Supposedly the only ones that were killed were Iraqis. So then Iranian TV comes out saying that their raid killed at least 80 Americans. That's what they're telling their people. They killed 80 Americans. In Iraq, no Americans were killed. It was actually 30 Iraqi citizens that were killed from those rockets, is what they were telling them. And in the U.S., as you guys can see, when Trump gave his speech this morning, he said there was no casualties at all. So one country, 80 people died. One country, 30 people died. Next country, nobody died. Nobody. It was just rockets hitting dirt on the ground. And this morning they said practically no damage at all happened on the bases is what ours is saying. Theirs is saying it hit warehouses and some housing areas over there is what Iraq is saying. Iran is saying they killed 80 Americans somewhere is what they're telling their people. So, man, who knows who to listen to, what to listen to, right? Isn't there something? So, let me see. So now Iraq is mad at Iran for violating the agreement over bombs in their country and monitor it, and we need to wait and see what happens today. So, I don't know. All right, so, all right, it, there are articles out, and even last night, that Iran missed intentionally. They took the furthest bases they could with the less populated people intentionally. Their only real thing was to set off some bombs, missiles, so the U.S. know they had them, had the capability. But again, to appease their people and say we did something about it. Now, who are their people they're trying to appease? It is not the citizens of Iran. Again, it is the generals, soldiers, and people they did. So this was happening in Iran, in case you guys didn't know. Just like it happened in Iraq. They were paying people $35 a person to go out and not be a part of the crowd, but make sure the crowd did what they were supposed to do. They're paying people $35 a piece to go out and kill some people in the crowd. Iranians were ordered, and we got the information, and threatened to be part of that parade, not a parade, or that that funeral service. They bussed him in, brought him in on trains. They shut down all the schools, all the businesses, everything, and told them they will be out there in the streets. Anybody who was not out in the streets would be jailed or killed. Now, we got that. Actually, I got that from Iraq, but that's how they were getting their people in the crowd. They were paying the same people who they paid $35 a piece to kill those 1,500 students that were protesting. They got paid to do that. I mean, because there is no freedom of speech over there. So we look at what's really going on in Iran, and then we look at Iraq. Is that reason, and we have to think to ourselves, that the Iraqi politicians doing everything Iran want to do because they know Iran has no fear of having them assassinated, of influencing them, or paying people to go in their streets and do the same thing? Because you got to wonder, I mean, we know they have the water contract, they got the electricity contract now, but what makes you actually turn against your country, your citizens? I mean, besides the greed factor, they could do all that and they still would have made tons of money. So there's something else there with them going to that. Which brings us to where we are today. Basically, if you guys listen to the speech this morning, he's going to put some more sanctions, but they have de-escalated. They are going through Switzerland, having conversations in the back room nobody was supposed to know about until this morning. They both put out statements that's telling their people, we got power and strength, but we don't really want to do this, which is okay. Because we don't. Everybody's, you know, tit for tat. I like the fact that before Iran responded, and I do like this, guys, they said we're going to use the appropriate amount of force for the occasion. Not go overboard, not start World War III, the appropriate amount, which they did, 10, 15 bombs. We bombed your two bases. We didn't hurt anybody, according to you guys. So that's our response. And they said that was it. That's our response. Now, unless you do something else and respond, we're done with it. So we can sit back and say, man, that was, it wasn't like the Cuban Missile Crisis. I can't compare it to that. But it was 72 hours of who knows what the hell is about to happen. Which I see, actually easily concluded, and let's go back to the business. They still want to get our U.S. out of Iraq. We, of course, are not going because Iraq doesn't want the sanctions added to them that have been added to Iran, so that's never going to happen. What we're going to do, what we see being done, is the U.S. putting more information out there to the people of Iraq, letting them know we're going to back you up because you are now our force to get Iran out of Iraq. The people are. And that's the only way to do it without this war. That's the only way to do it without completely going over there, taking over the country, is let the people do the fighting for us. And that's what they're doing. And the people aren't saying the 3 months that Parliament's saying. Parliament says it's going to take us 3 months to figure this out. Iraq citizens said, we're giving you 3 days to figure it out. And we're going to see what happens after Saturday. Everybody else in the background still thinks this can go. Like I said, the banks are putting their people there. But I personally still don't see anything happening until we know where the PM goes. Because there has to be a government. CBI is not going to change. Temporary prime minister, new prime minister, they're going to control the money. The only thing we're at, again, is will that new prime minister do what he's supposed to do, cut off the auctions, and cut off Iran's power? And that's what we're waiting to see. So I think I got us caught up, didn't I? All the way up to today? I was asking Ray, guys, but he's not talking to me, so. All right, anyway.
Oh, yes.
Let's go with the question.
So we caught up on political news and foreign currency news.
All right, let's do it, dude.
Okay, let's see. Well, Queen D's question was all political, so we'll skip that one. Go for it. Says the tweet that you, I guess, sent out was absolutely listening to. Anyway, I think they're trying to say the tweet you sent out, everybody should watch that video. I think that's the one about the Iranian American woman explaining how Iran feels about America.
Hopefully everybody does listen to it and can see, because that's direct from the citizens. And it's a lot that we already knew. And it's exactly the same way a whole lot of Iraqis feel. And guys, you know, looking at that and listening to it, which I absolutely hope everybody does, I've been seeing it for years, and it's trying to be objective, and it's just trying to be a human being, to tell you the truth. Their citizens are just like me and you. Their fathers, their wives, their sisters, their brothers, their families trying to survive with their jobs or education. They want to live a normal, pleasant life just like we do. Their government leaders and greed may be different, just like us. It may be different, but our citizens, and here's the biggest difference between us and them. And I mean Iranians, Iraqis, Syrians, and so many more. The difference between us and them is, for one, I think we have, and we do on the average, a higher education than they do. We have a better understand. Well, I shouldn't say it. I should say a different understanding of the world than they do, because we get to see more of the world than they do, even if it's through television news or traveling. And the most important thing is we have the freedoms they don't have to choose. The freedom to choose what we believe, what we don't believe, who we don't believe, what we like, what we don't like. They don't have those opportunities. They are brought up, raised up, told one story, handed one book, given one lie, and that's all they know. If we were brought up that way, that'd be all we knew. If we only had 10 books in high school, that's all we would know. If we all could only see only one movie a week, that's all we would know. If we were all told that God's not in heaven, he's sitting in there in the White House, and we got to do, then that's all we would know. And those are some weird examples, I know. But you have to realize the life they're living, the education they're giving, and that, and just like the video I sent out this morning, and what the girl said, she was taught that from birth, from grade school. This, she didn't know any better. You know, people come over here all the time and say, God, you guys are so different from what we thought you were. You believe in things that, you know, we thought you were all the same. And that even happens right here. I have run into people, I've had people to tell me, and I've actually told you guys before, people say, you know, I mean, you're different. I didn't know black people were like that. I didn't know you believe this. I didn't know, you know, oh, you changed my whole outlook on black people. I'm like, really? Yeah, because I was taught this, and that's how you all are. That's how they're taught. That's how you all are. And the reality is, it's not. That's how we talk. We look at the news and, oh, they all hate America. They all hate us. When you walk, actually, this is going to sound crazy to some of you guys, but no, I ain't even going to say it. But anyway, you can go into any mall, shopping center, any store, liquor store that's owned by any foreigner, and you're going to find out that they all don't hate Americans. And if they did, why would they even be here? Why would any of us go to a country where we absolutely hate everybody there? No. Anyway, that's kind of off topic. All right, Ray, let's do it. Okay, what's next?
Okay, 7MMSTW says, now that the U.S. is the largest producer of oil in the world, does that change the plan of the global reset based on Iraq's oil production when U.S. production was not accounted for before?
Well, it depends on if you believe that statement or not. Now, shit, 10 years ago, we didn't even produce oil. We were smart and we were saving our oil for our own reserves. I don't know the actual numbers. I know what everybody else did. I know this is what happened on Monday. Somehow or another, Iran found new oil wells in their ground at 500 billion barrels of oil. They just found that Monday. I don't know how, after 300 years, you just find that on it after you've been through your whole country and oil continues to be found. Iraq continues. That's part of their value. They found oil well and gold mines. Nobody's seen them. Don't have pictures of them, but they found them. So, no, I don't believe it changes one thing. I don't even know that it's true. I know a lot of things are just said, as I just told you, three different stations, three different stories, all about the same 15 bombs that fell. How can three countries have it totally different? Yep, they do. They're putting out something else on each one of their news. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
No, it doesn't
change
the GCR at all. It's done. Huh?
Right. Digger's question, you already covered that in the comments. So we'll talk to some live people and see what they have that we haven't addressed already. 727 area code, you're first up.
Wow, first up. When I called in the recording said 14 minutes and 59 seconds, I almost passed out. I thought, oh, my God. Oh, God.
Okay.
They're never going to. Tony, you'd never believe it. I mean, I thought, because I was sitting there thinking, well, because I usually, I test the system a little bit. You know, I'll call with a couple minutes to go. And it's, I mean, they say, you know, it's 16 minutes. I'll call 15 seconds later, and it's 14 minutes and 59 seconds. I thought, what in the world? But anyway, I apologize for the noise because I'm in a truck, and so I'm on my way to the refinery. But anyway, real quick, hopefully I won't lose you. I remember when we, long time ago, were talking and about how things would be when this thing really got close to going, and it would be that things would be crazy, and it'd be real quiet, and then it'd be crazy, and then all of a sudden, boom, it would happen. Well, it seems to me like we've qualified for the crazy part of that, because things have gone sideways. I mean, it seems. And I don't know.
Okay,
go ahead, sorry.
I mean, it's chaos. I said it does. It's chaos. I mean, it's crazy. And again, you look at it and you say, who do I believe? I mean, what really happened? What is really going on over there? And we've known for years, like I said, that it's always been about Iran and the U.S. of why we haven't gone, why we've been delayed all these years. Wasn't really about Iraq at all, because they were doing everything they were told to do. And then again, it comes down to the same thing. Iran and Iraq much more out in front. Except for, again, now that the citizens have been able to use their voice. Now, Iraqi citizens aren't using their voice because Iraq said so. They aren't using their voice because Iran said so. They're using their voice because the U.S. says so, because we need them to be our proxy, just like Iran has parliament as their proxy. And now it has come straight forward. Iran killed their people and put it down real easy. The U.S. let Iraq know if that happens in Iraq, we will wipe you out ourselves. So that's why it's not happening. And you're going to hear our voice like we're hearing theirs. But that's where we're at.
Yeah. A couple of things in looking and listening so forth to what you said the other day, and I was trying to think back and so forth. The idea that the CBI had to have known that in all these auctions, all that money was going to, or a lot of the money anyway, was going to Iran. And now they're using that money to fund disruptors. I wouldn't call them demonstrators. I'd call them disruptors. And, you know, paying to have Iraqis killed. And that sooner or later, the Iraqi politicians are going to have to answer for that, because they're the ones that have allowed it to happen. And you don't hear much about what's gone on with the Iraqi army as of late, other than the fact that we've stopped training them. Whether or not the training did any good or not, who knows? Especially if they were sympathetic to Iran, as a large portion of them were before the ISIS thing. So I think, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's, pardon the expression, ass backwards, because of people that, I don't think any of us had any concept of the degree of corruption that existed in that country. And so those are just the thoughts that I had.
So let's look at this.
You're
on the right track. We got to remember last year when it was about to happen, and early this year, over 300 parliament members, government officials throughout Iraq, left the country. They got on plane left because they knew what was about to happen. And they were getting out of the country before it did. So we got to look in the last month alone, the U.S. has started naming Iraq government officials and putting them on the sanction list. Because they were helping Iran. So we start getting to, in the last 3 weeks, the army of Marines have started going over there, arresting their parliament members, government members who have been out. So it's been a slow walk up. I told you guys last year, 2 years ago, they can't go get Maliki because the timing wasn't right. And it would cause a civil war, which it would have done, because there's too many Iran-backed people over there, and they would have did just like they did right now, made it look like it was the citizens, threatened the citizens, or started shooting the citizens in the street. And that wasn't right. The timing wasn't there. The citizens weren't motivated enough to be involved in that. But now, when the citizens actually got involved, and we can say, we didn't tell them to, we didn't make them, we didn't pay them, or do any of the stuff Iran doing, they just decided to do it, now let us go back them up. Now we can do things different. Because the groups that Iran is paying $35 to, or the organizations, they see who they are, there's more citizens saying, now is our time, and we're willing to sacrifice lives and everything, that we can now push the things forward that we needed to. So it's always been about timing.
Sure.
The right time. They still haven't got Maliki, but they got his top three assistants. Why haven't they gotten him yet? Because it's just not the time yet.
The one thing I would suggest, if any of those folks are listening, I would think that if we could provide portable generators, if we could provide electricity to them, take in water treatment systems so that we could give them electricity and water immediately, which is something that could be done if it was a natural disaster. We have that capability. I would hope that the citizens would react, or you would think they would react positively to that, and it would certainly us putting a good foot forward again. Anyway, just my food for thought. Gentlemen, I appreciate everything very much, and like I said, maybe I'm crazy, but I'm as optimistic as ever that this thing can happen now, probably at any time, more so than any other previous time that I can think of. It's never been this nuts, and so seems to me like it's the perfect time. Just my thoughts.
It is.
Tony?
And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Tony, have a
great
day.
They're still supposed to get paid on the 15th. So we'll see.
Yeah. And Ray, you have a great day as well.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Tell
me, right.
Man,
take
I only get this pink slip. And for Danny,
all right.
Too. All
right.
All right.
Bye-bye. 574
Thank you,
area
sir.
Code. You are on.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Going great. Fantabulous,
sir. How you
doing?
I'm doing very well, very well. My question today is, with everything that's been going on over there in Iraq and Iran, what is the status of the banks over there? Because didn't they shut down as far as normal banking operations for a time there coming into this new year? And I basically wanted to know, have they changed their status since doing that?
Okay. My understanding, the banks did open back up on the 5th or the 6th, and they are operating. So nothing has changed. Rate hasn't changed. The lower denoms aren't out. But they are open and operating. They were supposed to pay people. I thought they were going to start paying them yesterday. I think there was an update or change since of all of this, which could be tomorrow or the 15th when they say they're going to pay their salaries. But they're still saying they're going to pay it out of the 2020 budget. So that's what we have to wait and see. There were articles out again saying they were going to give them an extra 100,000 dinar, which doesn't mean much to you and me, but to them, I mean, I guess it's a lot of money, extra 100,000 dinar. So we'll see what happens.
Right. Okay. Well, that was my question. Thank you all very much for what you do, and I'll go ahead and sign off.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
208 area code, you are on.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all?
Greetings.
Fantabulous,
sir.
Fantastic. How you doing?
To the nth degree.
I'm outstanding. I got a question for you. All of this impeachment stuff that's going on, do you think that there's going to be no RV until it's done?
I think it has absolutely nothing to do with the RV at all. And as far as we're concerned, should be concerned, or even know it, that it is done. He was already impeached in the House.
Okay.
He's never going to be impeached in the Senate, and it's not going to affect anything.
But the next question is, if question, if they do come up with a prime minister by Friday, and if Iran and the United States don't do anything to each other, what do you think will happen as far as the RV is concerned?
Well, I think the RV is going to happen anyway, but he can come up, they can send the budget to Parliament, and all this can be over in a matter of days if that's what they choose to do. Or they could come out and say, hey, we're going to give him his 15 days he was supposed to have to put his government together. And let's see, there's a lot of noise in the background from somebody here. And let's see who he decides to get rid of to make things easier for everybody else.
All right, well, thanks for your answers, and you all have a great week.
Okay, sir.
All right, you too, sir. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
I said happy.
Yeah, that was his
Happy
line.
New Year. Happy New Year.
Yeah, the Noise. It's coming from his line. 404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your continued connecting of the dots. Good afternoon and good morning. A couple of questions. In your opening remarks, you did reference the fact that the news that is being shared in Iran is different from the news being shared in Iraq, different from the news being shared here. With President Trump's press conference around 11:15 a.m. Eastern this morning, realize that's not that long ago, but has there been any feedback coming back from your context in Iraq in terms of their reaction to the comments that he had made at all?
Is it still too soon? I haven't gotten anything yet. I mean, I'm sure we're going to hear something sooner or later, but they're not that fast. Okay.
Well, we can give you credit for that. So, you know, we'll see you here on that. But if nothing else, what you were pointing out, this whole issue of don't necessarily believe what you see or hear, that we are being kind of fed different propaganda pieces and the like, and it differs from area to area. The other question that I had, and I appreciate you're confirming that Texas still has not been told to report in, but that the timetable that had been referenced earlier in the week was saying Thursday report at 7 a.m. Tomorrow, Thursday. But I was curious, that 7 a.m. Eastern, does that mean that those in Central, it's 6 a.m., Mountain, 5 a.m., Pacific, 4 a.m., or is it 7 a.m., you know, in each of the different time zones? Because at one time, you know, months and months, years ago, you were talking about something, things happening at a given level so that those on the East Coast weren't having an advantage, especially when it comes to contract rates, to those in the Pacific if they didn't open. Have they clarified that, or is it going to be 7 a.m. Eastern and then it's 7 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, that sort of thing?
You know, most of our contacts are on the East Coast and as far over as Midwest. Not really on the West Coast, but I think the financial world and everything else goes by East Coast. So we're getting East Coast time. Now, just because they told them to report at 7, doesn't mean the RV would be announced at 7 and the West Coast would still be in bed asleep at, you know, 4 in the morning. It just means they're going to get them there and get ready for whatever they think is happening. And that may be appropriate for everybody. Get your guys in an hour earlier. By the time they get in, everybody's ready to do what they want to do. So I haven't heard anybody from the West Coast saying they had to report in at 4 o'clock in the morning. No.
Okay. I was just curious, just so that it's not like the East Coast necessarily has an advantage, you know, a couple of hour head start on contract rates to those in the Mountain and Pacific areas. Just curious. That's why I was asking on that. But what we do know is that 10 days from whenever this does finally materialize and be activated, that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be. And we, again, appreciate your helping connect all the dots. Appreciate it ever so much. And have a great, well-found Wednesday. At least I'd like to think it's going to be that. Why not today?
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye.
281 area code, you are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon, guys. How are you all doing?
Good afternoon. All right.
Super fantastic. How are you?
To the nth degree.
Backers. Spectacular. That's a new one. Jazzy.
Okay. All right. Oh,
look,
what's going on?
Just a few questions. Look, just to kind of go back to what you were saying in with CIA, and but before, we had been hearing that Texas was scheduled to go in on the 10th anyway, which is Friday. So is that still a polling to them, or have they just totally not going to even say that, or do you know?
I know that Texas is at their banking location, and they have not been told to go in tomorrow at 9 o'clock. So they have not been told yet to go in on Friday at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So
okay,
I said when we did hear it, it made sense because they were told that back in the beginning of December that they weren't going back till January the 10th. So I don't know.
Right. Right. Okay, can you just clarify this for me? What does it mean that if Trump has the American business to leave out of Iraq, that he could shut down the auction? Can you just
doesn't have anything to do with him shutting down the auction. Okay. Yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with shutting down the auction. They moved or advised Americans to leave because of what was going on with Iran, and that they knew they were going to retaliate. They were trying to move people out of harm's way. It had absolutely nothing to do with the auction. There are other countries and other businesses who did the same thing. Let's get out of harm's way. Let's see how this ends up, strikes out, whatever. If everybody believes what they believe today, yesterday, and say, okay, then that part's over, and now let's get back to what they're going to do. The U.S. says we're going to do sanctions. Iran is saying that was the appropriate response, and we're going to get the U.S. out of Iraq through the use of Parliament. So that's where they're taking their two stances right now. If we look and say, okay, everybody believes that's where we're at, but is the U.S. still on standby? Are they still on alert? Are they still nervous that Iran might try and sneak something else in there?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, who wouldn't
yes.
be? Okay. So that's a whole different thing than the auctions. The auctions deal with the revaluation, with the currency, with the 2020 budget, deals with the new money laws and everything else once it RVs or once the budget is opened. Then the auction should stop. That's the reason Iran has been trying to keep the budget closed.
Okay. Do you feel like after the RV does happen that the U.S. will stay in Iraq?
Yeah. I think unlike, and nobody wants to hear it, and Trump this morning, yesterday said, you know, I do want to get our soldiers out. I want to bring them home. That how can you say, I want to get our soldiers out, I want to get them home, and the next breath you say, if we ever leave Iraq, it leaves the door open for Iran to go in and take over the country?
Correct.
So one or the other. I mean, which one makes sense? Okay?
Correct.
Right. If we ever leave Iraq, today, tomorrow, 5 years from now, and Iraq is thriving, money, everything else, guess what? Iran's going to come in and take over the country.
That's true.
They did it afterwards, and they're always going to do it the moment we leave. What happened the moment we left Syria? Turkey moved right in there, right? Russia moved right in there, took over our very bases. Didn't even wait a week. Do you
right.
think Iran is not going to do the same thing? So when people say
yes.
something asinine to me, like, we're going to leave, we're just training them, we're doing that, reality is we will never leave. Because the moment we do, Iran will move into that country. And they'll move in there through their proxies in Parliament and say, we were invited in. You left, we got invited in, and now we're here. How are you going to get us out?
Right. Because when I was in Kirkuk, they were training the local nationals to take over that site so they could leave out then. So I understand what you're saying on that. Okay, guys, thank you for your questions. Thank you for my questions being answered. You all have a great day. We look forward to hearing more. And we're going to just keep saying, hey, something's going to happen for us and for them in the coming days. You all have a great
okay.
afternoon.
You too. Happy New Year. All right. Mm. I don't know. Everybody Happy New Year last call? Okay.
Yes, you did.
All right, Ray. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. 754 area code. You're on.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
I'm the one who. Good morning. I'm the one that sent you that Iranian girl at 7:15 this morning when it was sent to me.
Thank you.
And I thought it was. You're very welcome. I thought it was really powerful, and was hoping that you would get it out to everyone. And when I called my fellow people in the currency in California, they told me that you had sent out the video. So first, I want to thank you for that. And I think she is what the Iranian people are truly about, not the ones they forced to go out in the street when Soleimani was killed. To get
That's
on
right.
to the questions that I have, going back to Kuwait, and what went on there when they RV'd in the chaos before and people burning their currency because they were told it wasn't going to happen and ripping it up. Do you think that all this chaos and this misinformation that we're getting from all the countries could be a prelude to this RV happening without us having any true idea that this is all being done on purpose?
Well, you know what? There are manufactured crises, and there are what, you know, people will call red flags, incidents that are to disguise what's really going on or something that really happened. But I just can't see, you know, countries that actually killing people just so somebody won't know their currency is about to revalue. I mean, they could do a whole lot of other things to distract people, especially in the money and markets and everything else. But deliberately bombing and killing people and causing a global threat, because that's what it did, just to revalue their currency, I don't think is part of the plan. You know, and it's part of revaluing to push it to the brink of getting Iran out of Iraq or Iranian influence out. And we needed it to go from the parliament since it wouldn't move over 10 years to the people. But I don't think it's to take anything away from us or the citizens of Iraq as far as currency. No, I don't see that.
Okay, and as far as our the parliament there goes, what do you think the chances are of getting the Iranians out of the parliament and the parliament becoming the Iraqi people so that they can move forward and give the Iraqi people what they so desperately need?
What do I think the chances are of it actually happening?
Of Iranians getting out of the parliament.
Okay. I said before, and I'm saying it will happen. It will happen, but it won't happen tomorrow. It won't happen in 6 months. Unless the Iranian people completely wipe out their government, which we really don't want, because they did that before, and we start from scratch, and the U.S. has to appoint everybody or go and do what they said, the actual vote and do all this all over again, which we don't want. And I don't see it happening that soon or that fast. Now, based on the new election laws, the parties and the way they're going to do things, and the people's vote is clear, and we're going to be over there to ensure that, the U.N. is going to be over there to ensure that, it can happen at that time, but it's going to be a slow process. Even then, Iran is going to try and do something. Maliki is going to try and do something. All his cronies are going to try and get back into office, whether it's threatening people, telling them don't vote, who they better vote for.
because you can't eradicate all of that in one moment at one time. It's a process. It's people's belief. It's what's going on right now. The younger generation saying we're not going to live with that anymore, and they're going to be the ones who make the change. But first, we have to get them in office, which they're trying to do right now. And then when they get them in office, you have to get them in power so they can stand up to them. Now, the only process with any of that and all of that is from the time they come in to the time they get the power, do they get corrupted? Is the question that has to be answered.
Okay. And my final question, the contractors that have been over in Iraq rebuilding, since there hasn't been an RV, that should have happened last year, the year before, what's happening with their pay? How are they operating over there with the dinar not revaluing?
They're getting paid the same way they were. Nothing has changed. They've been getting paid for years. None of that has changed. They're just going to get paid, in dinars, and it's going to be more valuable once the RV does happen. U.S. citizens are still getting paid the same thing they were getting paid before.
All right. And the last thing, in the president's speech, he made an offer, basically the way I saw it at the end, for Iran to want peace, and that the United States is ready, you know, to have peace in the region. Do you think Iran will go for peace, or they just want to continue on the path they're on?
Everybody wants peace. You know, I don't think there is no Germany out there, Nazi, no Hitler out there. I don't think there is not one person who is, well, maybe Putin, so I better take that back. So, who is looking for world domination, okay? No other country is looking for world domination. I know Putin, and I never met the man, but just based on what we have, guys, is trying to rebuild USSR, and he wants to capture all those countries back and build it and be the global leader. Like everybody says, the U.S. president is the global leader. Has always been. So I don't see anybody looking for that. What I see is Iran, just like Iraq before it, Kuwait before it, most Arab countries, all felt like the U.S. was trying to dominate them, that the U.S. was always trying to take over their countries and make them live our beliefs. Because that's what we think. You should think like we do. You should live the way we do. I don't know if you guys ever been overseas. If you ever been overseas, you ever lived overseas, you would see why people live the way they do, believe what they believe. And at some point, you got to say, it's okay to be different. I mean, the whole world can't be the same. It's good to bring different philosophies, different feelings, different foods to the world. It actually opens up all our minds when we get to experience the difference. And I can't force everybody to eat hot dogs because I like hot dogs. I mean, somebody wants hamburgers and somebody wants ribs and somebody wants potatoes. Okay, but that's what they like, okay. You know, I tell people all the time, if you like it, I love it because that's what makes your world go around. Who am I to impose something different? Unless it's hurting me or hurting somebody, and we look at those things. That's when you want to be a big brother, big friend, or protector when things are going wrong in the world. But over there, they just look at the U.S. is trying to take over the world, and we're not trying to take over the world. The reality is there are people in our government, in our country, who are trying to take over all the oil and all the money in the world. And we don't even look at that. You know, I hate it, and the military guys will tell you this because they'll answer it, but somebody's out there fighting and they don't even know what they're fighting for. So the easiest thing to do to get people to fight, to get people to support you, is do something publicly that will rally the people. So when the U.S. took out the general, everything, I looked at it and said, man, why would you do that? That's the fastest way to get a whole country mad at you. To get people is to take out the number two guys. We don't believe, and I can tell you, we'd be on this phone right now. Half of us can believe what's going on in Iraq. Half of us can't. Half of us can believe what's going on in Iran. Half of us can't. But I guarantee you, if Iran came over here and took out Pence, the number two guy in this country, we will all move to one side of the room and say, let's go get him. We don't care about nothing else. Let's go get him, because that's what you don't do. It's the quickest way to put people, I mean, rally people all together, regardless of their beliefs. We will fight for our country, not necessarily for oil, so you can get richer, you can get richer, because that's all it's ever about. Every war we've ever fought has always been about money. They just never let the people know it. They've always created an incident to rally their country. And you guys can just look back at history, and it will tell you at one time. So we've been having an economic war with Iran, well, forever, but basically since we pulled out of the nuclear agreement, because that's when it started fresh. Everybody was calmed down and things were going. So the only question was, do we drag it out and let do what it's doing? And it's definitely hurting them, and we know it's hurting them. Or do we turn it into a physical war to move things up even faster, escalate it, and put boots on the ground, which we hope never, ever happens, period. Because then we're talking about lives. So I don't know. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. And thank you again for the input. And again, Tony, thank you for getting that YouTube video out. It was a very impressive one. And both of you have a great day, and hopefully we'll
okay.
get to see this happen soon. Thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. 610.
Oh, hold on a second, Ray.
Next. Okay. Hold on, 610.
Okay, my earplug died. Go ahead.
610, you
hey,
are on.
Oh.
There we are.
Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning,
good
Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
G-Man.
Hey. All right, Tony. It's another super
okay.
fantastic
right.
day today, sir. How about you? How you doing?
I am super fantastic, my friend.
All right, all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite
yes,
day.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you.
Hey, welcome, Ray. Mm-hmm. Can you do
all
that
right,
again?
Don.
I forgot to take my break. Hold on.
Oh, man. Do it again?
No. Thank you,
all
sir.
Right.
I appreciate
you enjoy.
It.
Have a good one.
All right, thank
all
you.
Right.
Let's see. 415. Area code, you're next. 415, you're on. Okay, guess they fell asleep.
Hey,
doing
Ray, wait.
Yeah.
Let's take a break for a second. Hold on, I forgot. I forgot to tell y'all something. 415 maybe
Hello.
50 bar though, because that's the Bay Area. Hold on, hold on. So, today is Ms. Renfro's birthday, and I forgot. We didn't do the birthday song, so we need to tell her happy birthday. Just do the birthday song real quick, and then I'm going to tell you guys something else, because I forgot. Let me find it. Oh, here she is. Y'all
yeah.
wouldn't believe it.
It's January.
I
wanna wish you a happy birthday.
You were still saying something?
What happened? It cut off. Huh?
Yeah, you were talking. I didn't realize you were still talking, so I stopped it.
Oh, no. She listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I remember January 8th was sticking in my mind for something. But anyway, happy birthday, sir.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. Bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Oh, she said thank you, thank you. So, anyway, let me just say this real quick before we get started. It's 415 in the local area. Other people I didn't know. You guys know where the club is at? She'll be at the club tonight. She's having a drink. But she's actually having a birthday party Saturday, 9 o'clock at the club. Everybody's invited. Just come on down. All right. Now let's go. 415.
Okay. 415.
Hi.
You're on.
Hi, I just want to thank you again, and I thought I'd put my hand down. You really answered all my questions, and I really appreciated your sending out the information, you know, through the tweets and being able to watch that video, and I thank the woman that sent that to you. That was really great. Thank you so much for everything. Still holding
okay.
the good thoughts.
All right.
Okay. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
423 area code. You are on.
All right. Is that me?
That's you.
That's you.
Okie dokie. Over the last 10 years, you all have taken so many walks with me through the woods by the creek in Tennessee. I always time my walks on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with my dog right here. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed it.
Okay.
A question I have, how many parliament members are there?
How many parliament members? There was 170 when they took the vote. So, you know, There's over 300, something like that. So, is that your question?
423? Oh, she fell
Hello?
Off. The call got disconnected.
I thought it was 4. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was 423. So I don't know if she heard your answer or not, but she dropped off. I didn't do anything. So we'll just grab the next one in line. Looks like 951. We'll hear you real quick.
I think she was walking through them woods that she was talking about.
All right, 951, you're on.
Hello. Hang on a minute.
Hello.
Okay. All right, there we go. I had to clear my throat out.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to ask you something completely off the subject of what we've been talking about. You talked about other people being paid in the past. Have their funds been made liquid?
So this is what happened, so you guys know, which is, again, is something I probably shouldn't be telling you guys, but I will. So how long have you been doing this? How long?
I've been in this since 2011.
Okay. So back when we started, they were actually paying people. They paid the first 5,000, 6,000 people almost immediately, but they were all government people, friends, family, some maids, uncles, aunts, cousins. Everybody that was on the list was getting paid first. And the justification was that everybody was going to get paid. They were just first. And then things went a little haywire. But throughout the years, people had been getting paid because they were on the list. And yes, they were actually people getting paid, money in the bank, transferring it overseas to certain accounts. And they were limiting them to weekly payments at one time because it was so much money getting paid out. Now, there were groups of people who went through, agreements made. They weren't actually paid. They were allowed to do their exchanges, and they were given SKRs, and their accounts were supposed to be funded as soon as it was announced. And those people still have those SKRs. So lately this year, what they figured out they would do is pay some people, bring them in, do their exchanges, put it on hold, and then the bank was actually giving them loans for portions of or the amount of their money and justifying it by saying they had this SKR on their account. Every bank can't do it. Everybody can't do it. It's no different than the first 5,000, 6,000 people. It's all about who you know, who you are. Are they willing to do it for you? The reality is, or their wishes, I never told you that. The reality is I try to tell everybody what's really going on, and those that can, those that can't, we wish that they had to and understand there are privileged people in the world, whether we like it or not. We're just not the ones.
Right, yeah, because this wasn't, we've never been able to do this before. It's always been for, like, the elite people, correct?
And it still is. For the
yeah.
elite people, for those who know the elite people. And obviously,
yeah.
I'm not one of them.
yeah, well, don't feel alone.
Do what? Right.
So, so I said, don't feel alone.
Oh, okay.
So, So none of the other.
I'm gonna tell you guys something. That made me think of something. I'm gonna tell you guys this, and some of you already know it. I've had over the years, probably four senior vice presidents, and even people higher than that, tried to get me paid. And there are people in Washington, D.C., and Texas who literally came out and said, I'm not getting paid until you guys get paid just because I'm too high profile, or because if I disappeared, you guys would know something happened. There's a whole bunch of different reasons that I should be saying, but I want you to know, because people think I'm benefiting for this. I could have been paid years ago if I just wasn't doing this.
No.
We're here with that. But believe me, crossed my mind, I could have been paid years ago. But anyway, I just missed out because it was by association, being associated with you guys. I'm just messing with you. Anyway. There are people that did get paid, yes, and they are gone, and they were involved, and it is what it is. But in the end, we'll all win together. We'll cross the line together. It'll be all
right. Right. So it's only a few select people. None of the other tiers have been paid or anything like that. It's just a few select people.
Oh, it's been thousands of select people. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yep. Few compared to millions, so.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Compared to millions, it haven't even scratched the surface.
Yeah.
Just some people got lucky. That's all.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, story of my life. But I'm lucky. I'm lucky I know you guys, so thank you for everything.
All right, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right.
All right, it's wrap-up time on this hump day Wednesday.
Oh, is it? Okay. All right, guys. I know it was mass confusion, ball of confusion, upside down, right side left, everything last 72 hours. But even right now, I'm looking, hearing everybody feels that it's calming down. That the worst part is over and we can go on. So we can go back to strictly Iraq, its people, the demonstrators. Let's see what happens when their 3 days are up. Let's see what happens on Friday, and if Parliament knows that the people are just as serious as Iran and the U.S. were over the last 48 hours, and if it causes a change. We do know the majority of the exchange centers, well, our contacts, are getting geared up and getting ready again. Don't know if it means anything yet or not, but we'll see. We know Iraq is still planning to make payments on the 15th to their people, and they're saying they're going to use part of the 2020 budget. Let's see what that looks like. But until then and in between, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day and look forward to a bright future. All right, Ray. Let's do it.
Okay, that's going to do it for us for this Hump Day Wednesday. We'll be turned on our regularly scheduled segment on Friday, unless something happens in the meantime, in between time. But while we wait, keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want to
want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
To stop conference recording,
what?
Press 1.
Oh.
honey.
The return to this session is no longer being recorded.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here.